This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to America Tonight, a banner day for the Americans at the Olympics again. Michael Phelps, this guy is unbelievable. There are no adjectives, or there are no new words I can create to tell you just how amazing it is, if you missed it, to watch this guy in the pool. He is superhuman. Unreal the way he swam. Another huge relay win. Another big moment in the butterfly that symbolized more gold around his neck. We're going to talk about Rio as we move along through this show, but right off the bat, we head to Washington, D.C., inside the Beltway, the true insiders from Talk Media News. Justin Duckham is always so gracious to join us. Hey, Justin, how are you?
Hey, doing pretty well. How are you doing?
So, I got a question for you. We're really a handful of months away before we butt up to Election Day. What is the buzz like in Washington? Because, personally, I've been in D.C., when there's that build-up after you get out of the conventions to the run-up to a presidential election. Can you feel it as somebody who's there in the Beltway? Does it feel like that to you?
It certainly does, and I think probably the best way to explain it is there's sort of just a sense of how things are going to go in certain years. In 2010, there was just sort of this overall consuming feeling that the Republicans were going to win the House. That's how it felt in 2014 and whatnot, just sort of this idea of a foregone conclusion moving in very slow motion. And I think the mood right now is that if things continue this way, it's obviously going to be an election that's going to be favoring Clinton. That's not really a partisan statement. You can obviously just look at the polls that have come out that have put some deep red states in play. And that's sort of the defining aspect in terms of the actual mood, and that's something that a lot of Republicans are obviously coming around to as well. And at this point, it's just a kind of a sense of waiting for these 3 months to wrap up.
Yeah, you and I were talking about this the other day. Trump and trying to make up the distance between him and Hillary Clinton. What do the Republicans think needs to happen? How does he get more, I'll say, seasoned, senior people behind him?
That's a good question, and there was a lot of hope yesterday among a lot of Republicans that Trump had gotten his groove back by giving his pretty straightforward economic speech, wherein he stayed on message, didn't really wander off the teleprompter, and pretty much went a full day without really having a major shakeup in terms of a statement. And then that, of course, has been pretty drastically reduced for what should have been a pretty good news day for Trump. He again sort of wandered off message. He got into that, sort of flap over the Second Amendment people statement that he made, and has once again been put on offense on a day where he really probably wanted to just kind of bask in the fact that he was sort of winning at least some support from his party, who had, been pretty concerned about him so far.
Yeah, talk about his Second Amendment comments, what he said.
All right, yeah, this was a rally in Wilmington, North Carolina. He said, essentially, if Hillary Clinton is allowed to appoint Supreme Court justices, there's nothing that anybody can do. And then added, except for maybe Second Amendment people, and then just sort of, laughed that off and kept on talking. That was widely interpreted by a lot of people to be a suggestion of, political violence. The Clinton campaign quickly released a statement saying that this was a dangerous comment and something that, the idea of political violence can't really be raised by anybody seeking the presidency. And then the Trump campaign tried to say that actually he was talking about Second Amendment supporters as a political group. He was speaking metaphorically about their political power and has released a number of statements kind of detailing that point. But at the time, that was certainly kind of a hard message to discern from just kind of a quick kind of side remark that he made.
Yeah. In the meantime, for Hillary Clinton, more of those emails are being released. Is the Democratic Party thinking this is going to do some damage to her despite how she's soaring in the polls?
You know, that's really remains to be seen. You know, we've gotten the reports of these late this evening. These were obtained by Judicial Watch, a pretty pretty big watchdog group. And these do have some, you know, pretty interesting, you know, revelations, namely that the Clinton Foundation apparently put forward people for proposals for employment, and Clinton aides said that they were on their radar. That has been latched onto by the Trump campaign pretty heavily. But it kind of remains to be seen if that's going to be driving the conversation tomorrow. But this is certainly something that could, you know, derail the positive polling that she's had in a, within the past few weeks.
Yeah. You know, people are talking about, as just kind of an aside here, people are talking about the price of gas across the country. I filled up today, and this is in Dallas, Texas, and it was $1.85 for a gallon of regular. What's the price of gas in and around D.C. where it can be really expensive?
Oh, you know, actually, I have no idea. I live in the city, so I don't really drive. I rely on the Metro or the occasional Uber. I just have no idea.
I think the reason I asked you is I think even there it's under $2, which is amazing because a lot of times it can be 20, 25 cents more in that area, so pretty cheap. And I don't blame you for doing the Uber thing or not having a car. Trying to park in D.C. is awful.
Oh, yeah. Do not get me started on that one. There's a reason why I don't own a car. Yeah?
Yeah. I get you. I understand. But plus the confusion over some of the streets sometimes, too, the one-way streets. But more than anything, I think it's the whole parking thing is very, very difficult. All right, Justin Duckham, thanks as always. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
So you heard Justin talk about Donald Trump and the new controversy with the remarks about the right to bear arms that were interpreted as a threat of violence against Hillary Clinton. And what he said was Hillary wants to essentially abolish the Second Amendment. By the way, if she gets to pick her judges, nothing you can do, folks, is what Justin was saying. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is, I don't know. So that was the part that got him in trouble when he said, as I say, in trouble, what started the controversy. So the ambiguous comments alarm some as to whether he's threatening her life or calling for increased political activity. Even Clinton's campaign manager, as Justin said, jumped on this Robbie Mook right away, had a two-sentence statement in response to Trump saying, "This is simple. What Trump is saying is dangerous. A person seeking to be the president of the United States should not suggest violence in any way." And then Jason Miller, Trump's senior communications advisor, said in a statement that Trump was, you know, merely talking about the Second Amendment supporters. They're a large influence as a group, and he said it's called the power of unification. Second Amendment people have amazing spirit and are tremendously unified, which gives them great political power. This year, they'll be voting in record numbers, and it won't be for Hillary Clinton. It will be for Donald Trump. So it's interesting. Even Michael Hayden, the former head of the CIA, the retired general, he was on Jake Tapper's show, and he said if someone else had said that outside the hall, he'd be in the back of a police car right now with the Secret Service questioning him. And now, then the Secret Service director was asked whether or not she was aware of Trump's comments and said yes, she was. So this ended up becoming a very big flap. What do you think? Much ado about nothing or just more politics? 855-266-5283. See you in a few.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Coming up later this hour, as it is wide open, the plane, so to speak, here on the show, we're going to hit the mailbag. Lots of conversations about what's Rio really like, what do I think about the Olympics, how about movies, even on the lighter side, and of course, always, what's going on, politically speaking, poll-wise, and whether you think the polls are significant. What is significant, you're going to hear some of the sounds of this coming up a little bit later on the show, is from Rio, anyway, is how many medals the U.S. has won. It's not a shocker if you look at some of the incredible athletes that were headed into the games, but it's never a given because the competition is fierce. The United States has won 26 medals in all. 9 gold. That's what's significant. 9 gold, 8 silver, and 9 bronze. So how about that? That's pretty sweet, as there's still a lot of Olympics left. So very, very, very big, needless to say. What was cool, and I don't know if you watched the Olympics, but I was watching them, because always with the swimming, for me, I would watch that, and then the gymnastics, because are you kidding? There's not one piece of equipment or one thing that they do gymnastically speaking that I could ever do when I was a kid, when I had gym class. Oh, anything to get out of having to jump on the rings, a wooden horse, oh, forget it, the balance beam. And I see what they do, and I am just blown away. Absolutely. And the gymnastics team won gold.
Not a surprise there either. So pretty exciting for the United States. A big night in the pool, on the mat, on the beam, all of that. Very, very big. Here's kind of a follow-up, because I hate it when we do stories on America Tonight where we talk about snapshots of what's happening across the U.S., and then you don't get the rest of the story. Because so many of you write to me and say, you download the show and you listen at different times of the day. You download it at TuneIn, or you go to GCNLive.com. And I mentioned the amusement park accident, the Kansas water slide, and you know how awful that was the other night. So what's happening is amusement park experts are saying that that fatal injury that killed the 10-year-old boy is an example of what's fun isn't always the safest thing. I mean, this was a huge, huge slide. And it was at Schlitterbahn Water Park. I mentioned I've been at a Schlitterbahn Water Park in just outside of San Antonio. And this is billed as the world's tallest water slide. So, the two women in the raft with the 10-year-old boy had minor facial injuries. They were treated at a hospital. And the on Monday, so this is crazy. So that happens. The 10-year-old boy was killed because of a neck injury. That's what happened. And the park is reopening on Wednesday. So while that's going on, and listen, anything can happen. We know that there's freak accidents. There's terrible things that happen. Of course, the family is incredibly sad, incredibly shocked. What are they going to say about that? But then there was the story about the three girls who were injured after they fell out of a Ferris wheel at a county fair in Tennessee. You know, so you got these water slides that, as somebody who's been on the super, super big ones, where they're steep and fast and all of that, they get higher speeds. But I think, and this is just somebody who's ridden them with kids, I think the weight distribution can be tricky. And maybe there's something, it has something to do with that. Because if someone's really a slip of a person, then you have bigger people. I think it's the weight of the people that are in the raft. And they have different kinds of rafting and sliding and all of that. And I mentioned this, that I have a nephew who went with me, and he weighs like nothing pounds. So pretty much I was worried because the front of the boat, it was like he could flip over in a second. But if he had, he would have slid down the rest of the way, and there was no way to fall out of the outside. I think you have these, you've got these slides where they go up on the side, and it looks like they could fly right out of the, you know, right out of the side of it. So anyway, they're doing studies to look at the safety of amusement rides in general. I mean, the most common thing is neck and head injuries, 28% of what happens, then arm and faces, as you would expect. So there was a report that was done by the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, and they're looking at carnivals and county fairs and all that kind of stuff to figure it out, because how many people go a year? Well, water parks draw about 85 million a year. That's according to the International Association of Amusement Parks and Attractions, which is a high number. Disney, Six Flag Parks, they get about 335 million a year. So this has to be the priority. Of course it's the priority. But I think it's the ballast. I think it's the weight distribution that accounts for some of this. Because how do you're putting people in, and even if you think you're distributing them correctly, I think it's pretty tricky business in doing that. Because you'll see super big people and kids that weigh 2 pounds. Or you'll see just lots of people and then really little kids. And how does that work when you get into a float, something that's more like a raft? Because they have different types of I don't even want to call them vehicles, they're rafts. They have different kinds of rafts, frankly. That's the best way to describe them. Floats, rafts that you get into. You know, I mean, that's pretty much what the deal is. So, that's the lesson, I suppose. If you're going to take grandkids' kids on any rides like that, where it's a little more freeform, you just got to watch for that. You just got to watch for the weight distribution yourself and kind of rearrange it. Now, I don't know what happened in the Ferris wheel, and that's, that seems pretty tricky to me, what could have happened there, because if you've been on a Ferris wheel, I don't know, it seems to me a lot of them have, and I could be wrong about this, and maybe they don't all have it, a lot of them have sort of the cages, so it feels like you're a little more protected anyway, but maybe they don't all have that. And some of them have the tendency to swing a little bit, so that could have been what we saw of what perhaps had happened there. And since I'm kind of digging in this direction of the amusement park, I did work at an amusement park when I was in college. I worked at Six Flags in Jackson, New Jersey, for anybody listening in New Jersey or anybody who's been there. And I was a slip of a thing, and I had a hard time with some of what I had to do, like the cable cars coming down so fast. My job was to slow them down physically, like just grab onto them and slow them down, and it was exhausting. And I wasn't big enough really to do that, so it was also difficult to try to do that too, as well. I did my best, and then I decided, boy, it might be better for me to do something else at the park, not just for my safety, but for everybody else that I'm trying to stop here on the way down so they don't slap into the other cars, because that's what would happen. The cars had too much momentum, and they would swing back and forth, so there was no danger of somebody flying out or whatever, but there was definitely the danger of the cars smacking into each other, which wouldn't bode well for other injuries. Luckily, I didn't do that for too long. I switched to something else. And it's like with roller coasters. If you've been on any of the roller coasters lately, sure, you know, it's fun and scary and whatever when you have the big dips and your stomach does loops, but boy, some of them, you have to really hang on for dear life, it feels like, when you take some of those banks. All right, stay with us. Coming up, we're going back on the campaign trail next here on America Tonight.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, Why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all, at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver, at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household, 50 United States only.
In a guest house. Very common now. Airbnbs, although you're paying for the privilege to stay in those Airbnbs, I suppose, so a little bit different. But they have those mother-in-law houses. A lot of people get those when the mother-in-law gets up in years and they're trying to figure out, geez, what do we do? And I'm not sure. Sometimes they end up going that direction. I've seen a few of those. Some of those guest houses, though, well, you and I could probably live in those guest houses and feel pretty good about that. Oh, so, there you go. Not feeling pretty good, and we talked about a little bit at the top, is I think a lot of the Republicans who every time Donald Trump says something, they cringe, and they cringe because they're worried about the repercussions is what the main thing is. How will this be perceived? Are there more Republicans who are saying they're not going to vote for Donald Trump? For goodness sake, they're not going to vote for the person who represents the party because they just can't get on board. There still is a lot of that kind of conversation happening across this country. Maybe the buzz is in your backyard, too. I bet it is, wherever you hail from. And the Democrats are sitting back in the weeds and watching to see what happens, watching to see how it all unfolds every single week, and trying to keep Hillary out of trouble with emails, I think, as much as you can, and whatever else could possibly bite her. Like, there's that lawsuit from the Benghazi parents, but the Benghazi deal hasn't seemed to really, you know, reach up and get her, which is so crazy in one way, if you think about it. But it's Donald Trump and the Second Amendment that we're really zeroing in on. So earlier in the day, here's what he had to say.
Court for 20 or 25 years, and you have four of them, let's say, or three of them, or five of them. I mean, we're gone for like, what, 75 years, meaning we're gone as a country. Because we will be a large-scale version of Venezuela.
Yeah, and he's talking specifically there about the judges, you know, pointing to a scenario where Clinton would be appointing the Supreme Court judges, meaning Election Day would be long, long gone. Here's another slice of Trump from earlier.
It suggests either a very bad taste reference to political assassination at an attempt at humor, or an incredible insensitivity, and it may be the latter, an incredible insensitivity to the prevalence of a political assassination inside of American history, and how that is a topic that we don't ever come close to, even when we think we're trying to be lighthearted.
Yeah, and see, that's Michael Hayden, who I was talking about, again, I meant to say on the Trump situation, where he said you're not just responsible. He went on to say, you're not just responsible for what you say, you're responsible for what people hear. And there's a great big distinction over that. What is it that people are hearing that, you know, that you're saying? And I think it was smart of him to point that out, because what he means to say and what comes out, and that was the case with that Second Amendment comment, if that's, you know, if that's what he's saying, or the comments about Hillary and the judges, I think that was what he meant to say. But otherwise, that's where it gets confusing and hurts the Republicans, who are saying, what in the world is going on, because of the interpretation sometimes. Not always, but I think in the case of the Second Amendment, I don't think he meant, oh, gosh, who knows, maybe I could be wrong. But I don't think he meant, oh, they're going to shoot Hillary, or, gosh, that's what's going to happen, so you decide, because that's what the Second Amendment people will do. I don't think he meant that. And speaking of that, Hillary Clinton was careful to say, to make sure she pointed out, listen, for everybody who wants to keep the Second Amendment, please don't think that it's going to go away. Specifically, this is what she said.
We are not going to repeal the Second Amendment. We are not going to take anybody's gun away. We are going to try to prevent somebody who shouldn't have a gun from shooting you or somebody that you care about.
Ooh. All right, so, again, the distinction. Not going to touch the Second Amendment. It only has to do with not going to be shot by somebody who wants to take a piece out of you, or somebody you love, or accidentally, not really spelling that out, but what she's been saying along the campaign trail. And this year, it's turned out to be a gun year. I mean, this is always a third rail: abortion, guns, gun rights, gun ownership, all of that is always out there, politically speaking. And then you can throw in immigration and economics and, you know, a slew of other concerns. But this year, I think more than ever, it really has bubbled up. And part of that reason is because of what's happened in this country with some awful, awful, terrible shootings where innocent people have been victims of a mass shooting. And that's one of those tug of wars over how is it interpreted of what kind of gun was used, what was the situation, and we know we don't have to go down that road, but we know what happens there, and certainly that's part of what's made this such a, pardon the pun, but a big target for the politicians, because it's an emotional part of, I think, some people's lives, the decisions that are made as far as weapons and the misconception sometimes and programs that didn't work. And, you know, again, not drilling down that road, because we have had many, many experts on. We've talked to, sadly, families who have lost a relative because of either senseless gun violence or some weird accident, horrible accident that happened. I'll never forget having one of the Virginia Tech students on, and he said he wasn't anti-Second Amendment. He just didn't want somebody to have endless magazine clips who was mentally ill. And we still struggle with how do you define that. That's the toughest. I think this is one of the toughest areas of Second Amendment rights, when you boil it down, that we're dealing with right now. Because always behind these shootings, I shouldn't say always, but 90% of the time, it's two ways. If it's somebody who is radicalized and it's terrorism, that's one thing. But if it's somebody who is mentally ill, that's something different. And then it becomes the story of, well, wait, did anyone know they were mentally ill? Was that somewhere to be found? Why weren't they stopped? Isn't there a way to flag those people? And therein lies the problem, because mental illness is, I believe, a disease. And so flagging those people, I've heard so many people say that. How do you flag somebody? How many people have gotten depressed, or how many people have been told by their doctor to take whatever it is, name an anxiety medication or something else that would be considered on the list as not too great to be taking it on a regular basis. I don't know. I'm throwing it out there because I think it's a very important discussion to have, but I think it's also wrought with jagged edges. Because, as I said, what if there's somebody who has PTSD, they go, they get treatment, they are feeling better, getting better, and they have always had a gun, and now we're saying, well, now you can't get a gun. I don't know. I mean, that's what's so tricky. How do you flag somebody that you know would be dangerous and should not possess a weapon? How do you do that? And not just go after somebody's gun who's having a hard time because they went through a divorce and, as I said, they were prescribed XYZ drugs. Because we all know that happens. What's the answer too often when if somebody goes to the doctor and they're not feeling right, they get prescribed sometimes these different anti-anxiety medications. So what would you, as somebody who owns a gun store, would you have to have a list? Would you have to, how would you flag people? It's very, very, very tricky. Let's put it that way. So we know about the polls because we've been talking about them. In some cases, Hillary Clinton has a 10-point lead. In other cases, it's a little bit smaller. I mentioned this before. Polls, yeah, you can manipulate polls however you want to. But when enough polls point to bigger gaps, Rince Priebus gets very little sleep as the head of the Republican Party. It's got to be tough times for him. Hey, we're hitting the mailbag next. Hang with us. Once again, what I feel is real.
This This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We have, because, you know, while often you are shy to jump on the phones or you have one eye open, as I'm famous for saying that, but you listen and download the show a lot and then go back and throw in your two cents. That's why the mailbag is always, always overflowing. So thanks for that. On that note, let's jump to the mail.
Yeah.
You have mail, mistress.
Sweet. This one from Philip. Kate. I gotta say, I wasn't a big Olympics fan, just kind of so-so, but I've been watching and I really like a lot of the stories. You gotta give it to the athletes who sometimes give up so much to be in the position they're in. Imagine the blood, sweat, and tears that it takes to get into a position where you get picked to be on an Olympic team. It has to be pretty difficult in many cases. Oh, absolutely. The sacrifice, what you do, the parents of athletes, because they're kids when they're starting and dropping them off at, 4 o'clock in the morning for practice before school. And of course, I think that's why so much emotion is pent up to the moments of competing inside whoever the athletes are, because this is their time and they don't know 4 years later, unlike Michael Phelps, who's wild, who's a wild man and is defying all the odds at 31, but most athletes aren't sure that they're going to get back there again. If they get to one Olympics, it's awesome. Who says they're going to get back there another time? We move on to this one from Nance, who says, Kate, Donald Trump, he just does not know what to say. I'm not anti-Trump. I'm not pro-Trump. I just think the debates, as you keep mentioning, will be fascinating. And already he's saying he'll debate, but it has to be under his conditions. So what kind of curveball is going to come out of that? Boy, I don't know. Because if he started demanding things, certainly the Democrats would. But there is definitely a lure. Oh, no question. There is a lure to watching the presidential debates, certainly this time around. This one from Mark. Ooh, the polls. Hillary Clinton just edging out Donald Trump, whether it's by a handful of points or a very big spread. You got to give it to the broad, Kate. She definitely knows her politics and whether people dislike her or not. And she's tapped into the woman card, I believe. The woman card? That's the problem that she has with women. So Hillary Clinton leads in Pennsylvania and Ohio and is in a virtual tie with Donald Trump in Florida. That's the Quinnipiac poll, and that was just released. In two-way matchups, rather, Clinton was ahead of Trump in three big states, the key states, Florida, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. What about third-party candidates? They were included in the race in Florida. Clinton and Trump were tied at 43. Libertarian candidate Gary Johnson had the support of 7% of likely voters. And Green Party candidate Jill Stein had 3%. 3%. Yes, indeed. So, these are polls. These are polls. Let's see what happens coming out of the presidential debates. Christopher. Ooh, the Olympics. I can't get enough. I'm a huge sports fan. But the main story has to be Michael Phelps. Do you think he'll come back for yet another Olympics after this one? Well, are you kidding? He's 31. I mean, I guess he could, who says he couldn't do a relay? I don't know. Could he do it? I mean, the guy defies more odds than anyone I've seen, you know, cuz he would be late in his career. The American men have won medals, did you know this, in every single relay in every single Olympics in which they've competed. That's an incredible streak. Michael Phelps was the anchor in this last one, and they won the 4x200 freestyle relay, their fourth consecutive gold medal in that event. Wow. So now Michael Phelps has 25 Olympic medals, 21 gold, the most of any Olympian. Whew. That's crazy. I mean, that's just crazy. So maybe he would come back. What do you have to do to keep yourself in shape and want to compete? I don't know. I get the sense the way he's soaking it all up and really shaking his fist and getting the crowd excited, I get more the feeling that this is the last hurrah. At some point, what you have to do to get in that pool... Would it be worth it to go and do it again? I mean, only he could answer that because he unretired after he retired and went back in the pool, and we're seeing magic again, not surprisingly. All right, how about this one? This one is from Stuart. Kate, first time I've emailed the show. I've been listening, rest assured, for about 5 years, and I was curious as to your thoughts as to what gasoline is across the United States is so crazy cheap. Right now, I can hardly believe it that I'm paying way less than $2 for a gallon of regular. Well, here's the thing. OPEC is flooding the market, and when you have that, and when you're talking about crude oil, a barrel, and you look at that on the exchanges, if you want to go there, wherever, and you see it's less than 40 or 40, well, that's what accounts for it. The number is so low. The number per barrel is so low. So that's how you arrive at that. Got another one on gas. This one comes to us from Faith. I have to tell you, I do like filling up my car for $21. I can remember filling up my car for double that amount of money, and it's giving me a nice break from some of the past years where we saw the numbers be sky high as to regular. Yeah, well, I'm not going to disagree with that. I feel you. I've been there when we really legitimately thought we were going to pay over $4.50. Oof. One last one. This one from Wick, who says, Kate, tell the listeners to be careful because Wednesday, heavy rain and floods are being predicted for the Gulf Coast, Plains, and the Southwest. I saw that. Thank you for that, though. I saw that they've been talking about this now for a few days at least. A big threat. Heavy, heavy rain from the remnants of Tropical Storm Javier. They say it's going to drench parts of the Southwest. And flash floods could be everywhere from central Arizona and western New Mexico. And the Gulf Coast, flash flooding, heavy rain from the Florida Panhandle to Louisiana. And then some are getting record highs heat-wise. For example, in the state of Texas, where in some spots, they're saying it's 106 degrees. Oh my gosh, 106 degrees. You might as well just be dancing on top of the sun. Oof. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of America Tonight. Remember, you can always send me your thoughts, americatonight.net. Thank you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.